Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently doing the chapter on oppression and warding away all types of oppression. And where a person has done some type of oppression to someone, some type of zulam, in whichever way, yesterday we saw in the hadith also, that you even get something as a psychological oppression, where somebody is oppressed either by fear, somebody is instilling fear, or sometimes it may be that the person is psychologically oppressing someone else by some other way, extortion in terms of making him feel a bit embarrassed or something like that. So because of these type of things, we are told that don't only understand oppression to be something that is physical, but one person can be oppressing someone in many different ways. And today's time it's so apparent that sometimes via social media, one person wants to embarrass someone else, and now he takes his reputation to the cleaners for absolutely no reason. And sometimes it's for something that is very petty, something that could be sorted out privately. Person wants to expose someone else. So all these are type of oppressions. And when a person, as we see in today's hadith, keeps akhirat in front of him, that one day I'm going to pass away, one day I'm going to die, one day I'll have to answer Allah Ta'ala. How am I going to answer Allah Ta'ala for even the little oppression that I have caused someone else? Yesterday's hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so severe. A person went, Nabi alayhi salam appointed someone to go collect zakat, to collect the taxes. When he came back, he said, "Hada uhdi ali wa hada lakum." This is what has been gifted to me as a gift for collecting the taxes, and this is what is for the Baytul Mal, this is what is for you. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the minbar, and he, strong words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that I've appointed someone to go collect the zakat and tax, and he's saying that something is, part of it is gifted to him, and some part is for Baytul Mal. Ask him if he were to sit in his house of his mother or his father, whether he would have got those gifts. In other words, those gifts were just there, as we say, see rights or kickbacks, so that he must collect less zakat. So strong Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that these sort of things are not tolerated, these kickbacks, these see rights. So we have to be very, very careful. Even akhirat, if a person keeps akhirat in front of him, then even these things he'll be very meticulous about. That I shouldn't be taking additional benefit for something that I'm already getting paid for. I'm a salaried employee. I was just giving one example from his brothers yesterday. One person phoned not too long ago, and he says that I supply air conditions. But what happens is, I get, for example, a call from the department saying that we'll give you the contract to supply all the schools air condition, or certain schools, we'll give you the contract to supply the air condition. Only condition is, the person who's phoning now to say that we'll give you the contract, you need to give us a small kickback. You need to see us right, then we'll give you the contract. Now, this is something that is not permissible in Islam at all. Firstly, that person is being paid for their job. He's being paid for procurement. He's being paid to get or solicit the correct contract, see which is the best contract, and then he should award the best contract. There's no such thing as I'll give you the contract so long as you see me right. This is not something that is acceptable in Islam at all. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam nipped it in the bud, immediately went onto the minbar, and he said, see whether you'll get these gifts that you're talking about if you were sitting at home. If you were really going to get gifts by sitting at home, then you know those gifts were for you. Otherwise, those gifts were just given to you so that you may collect less zakat and you may not take what is due to the believers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately nipped that issue in the bud. So we have to be very careful. Zulam, it takes different types of forms, not only one type that we know it, where one country or one person is oppressing someone else. Anyway, today's hadith and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man kanat indahu madhrimatun li akhihi min irdihi aw min shay' falyatahallalhu minhu al-yawm qabla an la yakuna dinaran wala dirhaman alla yakuna dinarun wala dirhamun in kana lahu amalun salihan ukhidha minhu biqadri madhrimatin wa in lam yakun lahu hasanatun ukhidha min sayyiati sahibihi fahumila alayhi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who has committed a wrong against his brother, whether it be in respect of his honor or otherwise. So here again we're seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that sometimes you can commit a wrong, a zulam against someone, not physically, but against a person's respect, against his honor or otherwise. Whatever wrong you have done to your brother, whoever it may be, whether it's your blood brother or whether it's your Islamic brother, whatever it may be, he should seek to correct his actions today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, try and correct it, whatever it may have been, seek to correct it today, before there comes a time when neither a dinar or a dirham will be of any benefit to him. The time is going to come when neither a dinar or a dirham will be of any benefit to him, If the person who committed the wrong has any good deeds, these will be taken away from him in proportion to the wrong that he had committed. So on the day of Qiyamah, person has any good deeds, will be taken away. Taken away to make up for the all the wrongs he did to others. So it will be snatched away. Imagine how valuable amal will be on those days. We can't imagine how valuable it, beyond our thought, much more valuable than all the wealth of the world will be whatever little amal we have on that day. It will be taken away and given to these people that zulam was caused, oppression was caused upon them. So therefore Rasulullah is telling them, sort it out now. Don't wait for that day because your good deeds will be snatched and taken away. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and if he has no good deeds, then the evil deeds of the wrong person or the wronged person, the person whose zulam was done upon, will be taken and placed upon his shoulders. So now you got no more good deeds left. That person's gunas now will be taken and put upon you because you have committed zulam to him. So therefore in this world we have to be very, very careful. Try and sort out everything today. It's not difficult to ask a person for maaf. In fact, the less enemies we have, the lighter we'll feel, the better we'll feel. So whoever we have done wrong thing, that we perhaps have did this person and that person wrong, is no harm. Even if we didn't do anything wrong, we ask the person for maaf. Get it off our shoulders. Shaitan will tell us that there's no need to ask. Why must you ask? But we should push ourselves and ask ourselves that do I want to meet Allah Ta'ala in a condition where that person who I don't want to ask maaf in this world, maybe I'll have to give him in the year after. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. For all the money in the world, it's not worth it. We have to rather sort out our things today. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, a day is coming when a dinar and a dirham won't be of any benefit to you. Recently there was a great lesson for us. The Khalifa of the UAE, Emirates, passed away. And we see that the one building that towers the UAE skyline is known as Burj Khalifa. After him, named after him also. That his assets in excess of $10 billion. And controlling reserves, oil reserves of over $18 trillion. So $10 billion, his assets controlling more than $18 trillion reserves. But yet, if you look at the height now of his qabr, not even half a meter. Yet buildings towering the skyline, so high, and one day a person can be so happy and proud of it. But the size of the qabr will tell us this is what the end result is. Now the only thing that will help a person is not all the dollars and the reserves and everything that you have. Only thing that will help a person in that qabr there now is the amal that the person has come with. So this is an ibrat for all of us. Let us think that the day when we hit down, when we touch down in the qabr, what amal we got to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.